seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I again direct you to Psalm 20 and the first two verses. Psalm 20, verses 1 and 2. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Psalm 20 and the first two verses. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. What a mercy it is that we have, as the text says, the God of Jacob to defend us. He is the living God that rules the universe, that has the keys of death and of hell, he who is mighty to save. And dear old Jacob, of course, had proved it right the way through his life. I want us help this afternoon to look a little at this second verse. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Now, these are wonderfully dovetailed, these two verses, because in the day of trouble, we especially need help and we especially need strengthening. And the Lord knows that. That's why he has left such a word as this on record. And let us just begin by thinking of the Lord Jesus himself. He knew weakness. You think in the Garden of Gethsemane, when in the depths, as we hinted at this morning, of his great agonies and sufferings, the angel of God was sent down from heaven to strengthen him. And if the dear Redeemer needed strengthening, how much more do we? We find here the Holy Spirit has said through David, send thee help from the sanctuary. There are two ways we would look at this sanctuary. Firstly, it refers to heaven. God's sanctuary, where he dwells, where holiness reigns. And that's where the help must come from. And this is why the Lord gives his dear people living faith to look heavenward, because in the height of his sanctuary, there is help for every true-born child of God. And he will send it. It will come down to them, that help they so need. We sing in the hymn, don't we, when most we need his helping hand, this friend is always near. With heaven and earth at his command, he waits to answer prayer. But these dear souls that are in trouble will need to pray, Lord, help me. You think of the dear woman that uttered those words. She was in deep need of the Lord's help, wasn't she? And she cries out from the depths, Lord, help me. And those of you who may have things that trouble you this afternoon, may that be your continual petition. Feeling so helpless yourself, and yet there is one that can help. The Lord has said, hasn't he, I have laid help upon one that is mighty, one that has all power to help the helpless sinner in all their need. But the second thing I was going to say concerning the sanctuary, this too can refer to God's house, the sanctuary, where the sinner goes up to worship their God. And how many times in the times of trouble, days of trouble, you go up to the sanctuary longing for that help to flow as you get there. Send the help from the sanctuary. There are many things that doubtless many of us here could name where we have received that help. Firstly from heaven, and secondly, in the sanctuary of God's house. And this is why the needy, troubled, helpless sinner goes up, because they need help. And that's why they go up. And that is why we read together this afternoon those two brief chapters in Isaiah's prophecy. We think first of all in Isaiah 41, you will no doubt have observed it on occasions in reading that chapter. The church of God needed divine help then. They knew trouble. They knew what it was to be in deep distress. And the Lord promised them three times, not just once, three times that he would help them. We read in verse 10, that beautiful verse that's been made life and power to many of the Lord's dear children. What does the Lord say? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Look at the certainty. Yea, I will help thee. He didn't say, as the professor of religion would say, well, you've got to do this and do that and something else, and then the Lord will help you. No, he says here, to a helpless people, a church that needed comforting, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And then again, we find how beautifully he speaks it again to his dear people. In verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. You may say, well, in the depths of the trouble that I'm in, of soul, of pathway, of circumstance, in the afflictions of the body and of the mind, yes, he will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee, I will help thee. It seemed as though the Lord was confirming it and confirming it and confirming it. And then in the following verse, in verse 14, he says this, fear not, thou worm Jacob. You can't get much lower than a worm, can you? It dwells in the earth. As we looked at a few weeks ago, often trodden on, despised, forgotten by men. The worm, and yet that worm silently works. Oh, it does. You don't hear a worm make any noise. The real child of God may be ever so silent before men, but speaking to the Lord. It's the silent petitions of the heart of the child of God going out to the Lord. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. And then listen, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Oh, may the Lord grant to us the blessed application of those precious words. And we need them sealed home by the Holy Spirit in our hearts. And when the Lord does, you'll know what it is to be able to say, like the psalmist did on another occasion, and I am helped. And you'll know what that help is. You see, in Psalm 28, he said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. You'll know when you feel help, poor soul. And this enables you to bear the trouble. It enables you to press on through the trouble by his helping hand continually with you. So we find in our text, send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. But just briefly, in the 50th Psalm, and it seemed to so rest upon me, that's why we read it together. There were two occasions in that psalm, in verse 7 and two in verse 9. We read this, for the Lord God will help me. This is what the dear prophet was enabled to speak. In all the things that burdened him and troubled him and concerned him. And the same thing in verse 9. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Faith was in such gracious exercise in the dear servant of God, Isaiah, believing that the Lord would. There was no doubt in him. And of course, the more we've proved his help in the past, the more it will enable us to go on in the future. You think of the Apostle Paul. When he was brought before King Agrippa and those nobles, what did he say to them? Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. And you know, without that help, he could have never continued. Nor could you, and nor could I. We'd be finished. We come to the end. I know the child of God often feels to come to the end, but you know, when the Lord grants us that help, then we can go on, can't we? I remember some years ago in my early, I was in my first year of the pastorate at Ashwell, I felt very down and burdened and exercised and concerned, and the late Mr. Leslie Rowell was suddenly taken by death, and I loved his ministry and had sat under him on several occasions, and I went to his funeral feeling very, really sad the Lord had removed such a pillar from Zion. And we sung that beautiful him, I think it's 2:6-7, children of the heavenly king. And in it was this word, Jesus Christ, your father's son, bids you undismayed go on. And you know, as we sung it, that went right into my poor heart, and I've never forgot it, you know. Bids you undismayed. There'll be many things in your troubles that will dismay you and feel as though they're going to destroy you. That word, you know, Jesus Christ, your father's son, bids you undismayed. Go on. There are many things that dismayed Joshua, dismayed Moses in leading the church of the children of Israel. But you see, the Lord said to them both, didn't he, be not dismayed. I am thy God and will still give thee aid. Send thee help from the sanctuary. It's going to be sent. Not by man. Well, let's be very clear in this. That doesn't mean to say the Lord doesn't use men. He uses his servants. Many times, and many of you older can look back at your late beloved pastor, how many times through his ministry he was none other than the servant of God, tell you. And to my soul. And you see, he used and he uses servants, and he can use even a child. You think of that word, a little child shall lead them. And you know, there are many times where he will use some of the weakest, poorest, of his dear people to be the Lord's messengers. Oh, he will. I told you before, the dear lady at Lakenheath many years ago, when I was to baptise her and her husband on that particular Sunday evening, and the devil so attacked her during the week and on that day, that it took away all her strength. She lay in bed, a poor, helpless woman. However could she go and follow the Lord? Because the devil, you see, Satan, he'll make use of all your weakness. Oh, he will. He knows our weak points. He knew the weak points of Peter. He knew just how to cause Peter to fall. And he can make you fall and me in a moment. Left if we're the Lord withdraw himself for a moment from us. Well, that dear woman, you know, she got to the afternoon hour of the Lord's day, and her children had been to the Sunday school that Sunday afternoon, and they came home, and the little boy, he said to his mother, "Mother, aren't you going to get up because you're to go through the waters of baptism this evening?" She said, "Oh, I cannot. I'm in such a dark place. I'm at the ends of the earth." She needed the Lord to come and help her. And the little lad, he just looked her straight in the face. And he said, "Mummy, you've listened to the devil long enough." And the Lord used it. She got up and she went to the house of God. And I preached from these words, not knowing anything of what she was in or what had taken place. "See, here is water. What doth hinder thee to be baptized?" And you know, I tried to go through all the hindrances there were. And she said to me afterwards, it was as though you knew everything I'd been through. But he used a little lad, you see. And you'll find it in the Word of God, which I haven't time to go into this afternoon, but many occasions where he took a little child and used them as his messengers. Like Naaman rather, when he was all in that affliction. And he thought, well, the waters, the rivers of Damascus were far better than those that the prophet had commanded he should go and wash in. But you see, the Lord was to use even a little child, and he can today. Send thee help. And the Lord knows just how to send it, and the time to send it, when most we need it. Oh yes. And he says, send thee help. How many times have you said to the Lord, Lord, do send me help today. Send me help in this trial, in this trouble, in this affliction. And the Lord has all power to send it, you see. Oh yes. We've got no power to send it. When the Lord Jesus sent his disciples to preach, he sent them with almighty power of heaven. Oh, he did. To go forth. He prefixed them being sent forth with those words, didn't he? All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And it is the power of the Holy Spirit applying the word that will be a gracious help to you. And then you can think of the sweet promises that he gives to his dear people. And he sends them often to them in the sanctuary. But even in the home or in the field, he will send them from the heights of his sanctuary down to them. But I must come to the amen. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. The margin tells us regarding this strengthen thee out of Zion, support thee. And what a mercy it is. There are those that the Lord can use to support his dear people out of Zion. And strengthen thee out of Zion. Of course, that again refers to heaven, but it can refer to among his dear people, out of Zion. I often think back to my early days in the ministry, you know, there were some real godly old souls in those days, and, you know, really, they carried me in my early days in the ministry. They were such a support to me. Such a strength to me. Their prayers were so strengthening. Their conversation was so strengthening. Their help was so strengthening. One dear old lady said to me once, you know, she said, I watched for you to come home from preaching away, and she said, I can't go to sleep until I have seen you home. And you know, that's a wonderful thing to have such characters. Strengthen thee out of Zion. Those that shall be a gracious strength to us. Not pull us down. Not find all the fault they can. Strengthen us out of Zion. And then the same applies not only to the Lord's servants, but to his dear people. You think of the Apostle Paul. What a gracious strength Lydia was to him. And other godly women. And not only them, but Timothy and many of the other apostles. They strengthened each other. I often have one of the Lord's servants phone me and encourage me. And, you know, he said to me once, he said, you know, it's nice for us to talk together. He said, iron strengtheneth iron. And I often think about that, you know. But I must leave it. Well, may the Holy Spirit sweetly apply this text, if nothing that I've rambled round today. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Now this is what the Lord has said he will do. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. It's personal, you see. And then he says this, send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. And may we each have the personal application of that word for thee. And when he says it's for thee, poor soul, the devil can never take it from you. He may roar, he may try, but it's a personal word. And may the Lord grant it to us each personally today. And when he does, you'll know where to give the glory. It'll be all unto him that hath loved us and have washed us in his own heart's blood. Well, we've got the ordinance to attend to, so I'll leave it for your prayerful meditation.